Jail Superintendent Jeffrey Newton told the authority board in a meeting on Tuesday that he expects to receive an updated community-based corrections plan from Mosley Architects next week. That document will guide the renovation plans they submit to the Virginia Board of Local and Regional Jails, hoping for that body's approval in November. The jail currently has 719 inmates in-house and another 44 being monitored on home electronic incarceration. One of the factors that's consistently raised the number of people held at the jail is a backlog of those who are awaiting transfer to a Virginia Department of Corrections facility, aka prison.
We've transferred 44 to the Department of Corrections here after a lot of work on the staff's part getting the Department of Corrections to do that. They promised us that they're going to get back to a regular routine transfer schedule.
Newton said that was 2 weeks ago, though, so the supposed routine schedule remains unclear. In the past, the jail has at times rented beds at other facilities, such as Pamunkey Regional Jail. Newton said they are currently not renting any beds, but they did just sign a memorandum of understanding with Rappahannock Shenandoah Warren Regional Jail, should they seek bed rentals there in the future. Another challenge the jail faces is being significantly understaffed.
We went the entire month of September with zero applications.
There are currently 35 open positions for officers and 2 for nurses. I'm Randy B. Hagee.